You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.You're listening to an Artist of the Month episode on Japan Top
10. Hi, I'm Brinton.
I'm Kusei.
And you're listening to our Japan Top 10 February Artist of the Month episode. This time we're featuring the band Queen Bee, led by the playful and androgynous Avu-chan with infectious growls and a soothing falsetto. Queen Bee's punk rock aesthetic shines in their music videos and fashion, breaking boundaries in Japan's music scene. Listen to their popular hits featured in anime Tokyo Ghoul Re, Dororo, Chainsaw Man, Undead Unluck, and more. But yeah, so I guess, Zay, are you a big fan of Queen Bee?
Honestly, I haven't heard many of their songs before, but I do think their sound is really unique.
More than just their sound, it's, I think, you can't really have the full Queen Bee experience without seeing the music videos. It's really like, yeah, the costumes are just out of this world.
Oh yeah, definitely. The style is, I mean, it's, I think it's quite visionary. If I do say so myself, it's really high effort and it's really, really characteristic.
Yeah, and I guess it's not every day that you see someone, I guess, who is non-binary being, I guess, the face of Japanese pop music. So yeah, Queen Bee is absolutely breaking every sort of barrier coming their way.
Definitely.
So with that, before we get into our episode proper, we do have a few announcements. Want to join our team? We are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Queen Bee, or Jo-O-Bachi, is a rock band from Kobe that has been active since 2009 under Sony Music. Its members include vocalist Avu-chan, bassist Yoshi-chan, and guitarist Hibari-kun. Until this year, Avu-chan's sister, Ruri-chan, was also the band's drummer. Their music has been featured in the anime Chainsaw Man and Oshinoko. Band members all reportedly do their own makeup and create their own accessories, while vocalist Avu-chan writes and composes the band's music and comes up with their album concepts. Known for their wild music videos, punk attitude, and outlandish fashion and dance, they aim to put what they call beauty terrorism, Bino Terror, into their music. Queen Bee made their major debut under Sony Music with Majokare, Witch Hunt, and performed the theme song for the 2011 film Moteki. In 2015, guitarist Hibari joined as a support member. The band continued providing their music to popular films including the 2019 Ringu spin-off Sadako and live-action film Tokyo Ghoul S, and rose to further prominence this year with Violence, the ending theme for the anime Chainsaw Man, Mephisto, the ending theme for the anime Oshinoko, and Zeroichi, the opening theme for the anime Undead Unluck. Queen Bee are scheduled to perform at the US convention Anime Boston in 2024 during the weekend of March 29th to March 31st. With that, let's get right to the music. Let's take a look at our song at number 4, Violence by Queen Bee.
また正夢ばかりむくんだ目を見開いた先にはバラバラバラ色の君違う大騒ぎいつまでも話し足りないね終わりの先でも二人ああこの気持ちだけで火傷しちゃいたいダーリン君だけ君は怖がらないでやっと出会えただきたい周りは見ないで目は開けたままでもいい涙あふれるほど注ぐ Blame no kiss YOKiki chigiri marude shujutsu no ya yori no yoni hayaku soko ni shita o irete kokoro masakurare udare dake no violence ah uranai tagari wa oizeke bori de kuri dasu omei wa tada himitsu wa kimi ni dake barasu mono itsu demoただし足りないね満たされたいから期待ああ滅びる気配と永遠は踊るつがい実は繰り返しなんて興味もないけどまいペタラメに新しく冷めるほど熱い涙あふれるほど注ぐ Rain of Kiss YOあまりにだって終わりは来るとかダーリーそれは小さな死なんてつまらなすぎるよカーリーなぜだか僕ら怖がらないねやっと出会えただきたい周りは見ないで目は開けたままでもいい涙あふれるほど注ぐ Blame no kiss YEAH VIOLENCE 切り裂き引きちぎり僕らうまくやるジャムのようにかき混ざりデジラブのにたくむ誰が止められる二人だけのバイオレンス
That was Violence, released on December 21st of 2022 and featured on Queen Bee's album Juni Jigen or 12th Dimension.And as the ending theme to the 11th episode of the beloved anime Chainsaw Man.
The music video features vocalist Avu-chan as a giant kaiju in Japan.
The album reached number 12 on the Japan Top 100 chart and number 15 on the Oricon charts.
I've got to say, this song has got to be one of the most misleading songs of this episode.
Oh, how so?
Yeah, with the song called Violence, right? Like in Chainsaw Man, you know how there's a character called the Violence Fiend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in episode 11, that's when the Violence Fiend was introduced, and I thought it was about him. But, yeah, what's weird is that, like, the song has nothing to do with the character. And in fact, the lyrics aren't even close to gruesome or violent whatsoever. It's actually a bit more of, like, a love song.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, interesting. I mean, I guess thematically, it fits with, you know, the Violence Fiend. But, you know, if you've seen the anime Chainsaw Man, with each ending, there's an accompanying animation from a different artist or group of artists each time. And I remember the animation for this one being pretty much about the anime itself. There wasn't anything to suggest a lot of violence. It was more of a sign of melancholy in a way, like black and white.
Yeah, I guess other than the violence overall of Chainsaw Man. Like, yeah, that's probably like the only violent thing about it.
Well, again, I like the guitar. It's quite powerful. And overall, I mean, I'd say the sound itself is pretty violent, in a sense.
Yeah, it definitely is very rough. The music video, though, is quite interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty colorful, I think.
Yeah, colorful is definitely right.
Yeah. I personally love Chainsaw Man. I'm following the manga weekly, too, or bi-weekly, depending on Mangaka Fujimoto's schedule. But yeah.
Yeah. I think Chainsaw Man being everyone's favorite anime is not... it's not an exaggeration. I'm also a massive fan of Chainsaw Man. It's probably one of the best shows I've seen in a really long time.
Yeah, the animation's pretty interesting too. With MAPPA doing all that CGI. But I think it really works. I think it was jarring for some people at first. You know? Some pretty mixed reception there. But yeah, I like it. I mean, I like the manga too, overall. And currently, the manga is at a really interesting stage. So, if any listener out there wants to get into Chainsaw Man, please do. It also sort of tangentially fits in with the theme of punk as well. And Fujimoto himself is a pretty punk ish character that defies society's expectations of a standard shonen manga, I'd say.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You're absolutely right. I think, yeah, the humor in this, like in Chainsaw Man, does kind of tend more towards Western tastes. It reminded me a bit of, have you seen Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt?
No, I have not.
Yeah, it's like a Western-flavored anime is the best description I can come up with. It's like, the humor feels very weirdly American somehow, in ways that I can't describe. It's like, it just feels like it was written with foreigners in mind, and I think that's probably why Chainsaw Man is so successful.
Yeah. I mean, now that you mention it. Yeah, I think it performed quite well internationally, too, and I've heard that they weren't really expecting this success, this international success. I know. But yeah, I agree, it works. And Fire Punch 2, that's also one of Fujimoto's manga that's really interesting. So, and the humor and the theme is sort of in line with Chainsaw Man, but it's deeper and less easier to understand at times. So yeah, check out Fire Punch 2 if you're a Chainsaw Man fan. Anyways, moving on from the works of Fujimoto-sensei.
Yes, that's right. At number 3, we have Kinsei, or Venus.
We'll be right back.
Was Kinsei, or Venus, which is a funky pop song released on the 11th of May 2016.
In Kinsei, Queen Bee explores the themes of the goddess of love, Venus, and the devil, Lucifer, also known as Lightbringer in Latin, is another name for the planet Venus. The upbeat song invites a lover to stay the night with an underlying tone of darkness and danger.
Queen Bee released a duet version of the song with singer Darko in 2018.
The cover art for the single, entitled Queen Bee vs. the Prison Gate Island Family, or Jo Obachi vs. Gokumon to Ikka, was drawn by Kino Nishimura, best known for her designs for Capcom's 1990s fighting games.
It is worth pointing out that Kinsei should not be confused with their other song, literally called Venus.
Yeah, this one's written with the kanji for the actual planet, Kinsei. And I like that in Japanese, they have, you know, both for days of the week and for planet names, they use all these different, you know, Kin, Sui, Moku, Do, those sort of kanji for the names. It's just a neat little linguistic thing. In my opinion.
Right.
With kanji, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like Mars is Kasei, which is pretty fitting. Flame. Red plant. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm really glad that we got to talk about the cover art because, wow, it actually looks like something out of like a PlayStation game.
Yeah, definitely. Capcom's fighting games are always pretty iconic.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
When you see this sort of art, it's, I think, natural to think about video games, or that have that, get that sort of feeling, you know?
Yeah, have you heard the duet version?
I have not.
Yeah, I think it really adds to the... yeah, earlier we mentioned that it is a funky pop song, and like, Daoko is... She kind of gels well with that sort of aesthetic. Like, she's a rapper, but she also has done pop songs as well. So, yeah, I think it's a very natural sort of addition to the song.
Oh, yeah. I see, yeah. I really had to check out the duet version as well. Because I have heard some of Daoko's works, and I think a rap like that, yeah, it probably ties to Longfair, right? I mean, yeah, what do you think overall, if you were to compare the versions? Or...
Yeah, I think... It really, yeah, I guess it depends from moment to moment. Like, I do like the original, but I also like the differences that, you know, Daoko brings to the song. Like, it kind of makes it its own thing. So I'm not sure if it's, like, totally comparable.
I see. Yeah, so be sure to check it out as well.
Yeah, and I would have said, like, check out the music video, but I understand that it might not be available for everybody. But yeah, on a visual level, this music video really showcases, like... Avu-chan's gender fluidity.
Yeah, interestingly, I had a hard time accessing the music video. The official one didn't work for me. Before we get to our next song, we have an announcement to make. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of...
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
World's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcast. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp. That is jtop10.jp. Our runner-up song for our Artist of the Month countdown is Queen Bee's 01, or 01.
これがやさしさが助かりめちくり返る背に悲しげなまなざし。ありがとうと5年遅り返すまま踏み出した。 昼スイッチ見当たらなくなってどれくらい初めからなかったか。ゼロが並べば安心です。過去割りがいるなんて言わせたくなかった。寂しさの歯で一人踊れますか。さびたナイフ捨て時は残したか。わかないでこのままダンスダンスワールドねえそっちはどうですか。その静けさが澄み渡るさ、ここが始まり。目をそらすな、言い聞かせては最後の初めまして。よろしく。眠らないで体が叫んで、早金を受け浮き彫りのハート。言い残した言葉じゃ頼りないから、いつも踏み出すゼロイチ。毎度最高な未来をどっか期待している。抗うまま生きる本を受け入れるならば自由を探して、回路の想像が定まる。僕らは溶かしてく、割り切れないこの理由を抱きしめては歌う今日も。
That was Zero Ichi by Queen Bee. The music video of Zero Ichi features Obu-chan fighting a clone.
The song is featured as the opening theme for the 2023 anime Undead Unluck.
The lyrics of Zero Ichi are befitting of an action-packed shonen manga like Undead Unluck, with the repeating phrase "What'll happen when you die?" and a message to live life without regrets, saying always hoping for a better future somewhere. If you're going to accept the misfortune of resisting life, seek freedom. I get that the theme of holding on to life or death is also quite prevalent in the song, especially the music video with the hospital bed, you know?
Yes, you've captured it perfectly. I think this song and the music video in particular, they do feel very different from Queen Bee's other works. But yeah, like, you are absolutely right in that this song really, like, conveys a sort of, like, shonen vibe, which I never actually expected Queen Bee to do so, I guess, effortlessly.
So it's interesting, and yeah, it really sounds like, it sounds fitting, befitting of a shonen. I mean, it's definitely there in the genre, you know, with the progressions, the guitar, the drums, the vocals as a whole. It's there, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen Undead Unluck before?
No, although it has been recommended to me a lot. I mean, have you?
No, not at all. I think in terms of 2023, the only thing I've seen, like the only anime I've seen, is MF Ghost.
I think the manga to this anime is also quite popular. I mean, I've seen it pop up a lot. I think it started in like 2020. It's about like apocalypse, people rising from the dead and stuff, in a sense, but they're also shonen powers and whatnot. Yeah, that was a terrible description of the manga, because I'm not too familiar with it. But it seems like a standard, fun shonen jump manga, you know?
Yeah, to be fair, it is very difficult describing a shonen series. It sounds ridiculous no matter how you put it. And speaking of 2023, I completely forgot that we're in 2024 and I was off by 1 year. Yes, I've also seen Oshinoko, which is very relevant because that will be coming up later in this episode. But before we get to that, we do have one more announcement before we introduce our last song for this episode. Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club. Starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. And with that, here is our last song for the episode. It is Mephisto.
ラストチャンスに植えたつま先が踊り出すままかけたこの夜空波のスタンスじゃ伸びかない星は宝石の憧れ浮かぶ涙と汗は血の名残目の中でしか泳げなきゃ芝居だけどステージが逃がさないいついつまでも憧れ焦がれているよ愛をかけて戻れないから大切にするの始めないなら高をくくれるよ楽になる日はまず来ない日々の中に集まる悲しい光生まれつきだってばそうこんなし誰を生きたか忘れちゃった愛をかけてさあ星の子たちよよくお眠りなさい輝きは鈍らないあなたたちならばさあ星の子たちよよく狙いなさい瞬きを許さないあなたたちならば
That was Mephisto, which was released on the 17th of May, 2023. This song was featured as the ending theme for the 2023 anime Oshinoko, which is about idols Ruby and Aqua investigating a murder as they navigate the idol industry.
Mephisto is a melancholy song that appears to be a song written from the perspective of Ai Hoshino in Oshinoko.The mother of Ruby and Aqua, with the lyrics Children of the Stars, sleep well, I know you'll never lose your shine. Children of the Stars, fight well, I know you'll never waver. I bet my life I will. You gave me your time, right? If all my wishes were to come true, oh, if only they could, I'd want to see you wish upon a star. Children of the Stars, or Hoshi no Ko, has the double meaning ofOshino's children as well. So, you know, Oshi is an idol term, but when you add an H before the initial O, you get Hoshi, which is star. So it's all very linguistically similar words, and it's just wordplay, which is fun.
Yeah, double meaning? It feels more like triple meaning now.
Yeah.
That aside, Mephisto reached number 16 on the Oricon singles chart.
Again, the music video is really high quality. It's like a movie on its own.
I have a confession, and I actually never saw this music video until just before recording this episode. So, and I'm kicking myself for not having come across it sooner because, wow, there's just so much love for the original source material. I was in so much shock at how good the music video was that I saw it like 3 or 4 more times.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I also rewatched this video multiple times. It's just that well executed, I'd say. Again, like I said, it's almost like a movie that has a plot going on, the lighting, the costumes, the setting. It's immaculate, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and yeah, it's... Speaking of costumes, this song was also featured in the first take. And it really takes the song in a much more dramatic direction. But also, the costumes are, like, excellent. So, I think it's probably, like, one of the best, the first take videos that Queen Bee has done in a while. Like, I think ever, really. What did you think of, Oshinoko, by the way?
Okay, so, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the anime. I got started with manga, but I'm still going on. I really try to avoid spoilers, but sometimes you pick some things up every now and then, you know, scrolling online, talking with other people. Yeah, I really need to get caught up with the manga and then the anime, because the illustrator for the manga is also... Oh, I forgot their name. They worked on quite a few works that I've enjoyed in previous years. That's why I wanted to get started on the manga. But yeah, overall, it's... I know that it's great. Like, the art style is great. I've heard great things. I listened to the soundtrack. That's also great. Yeah, it's, overall, I think it's... I mean, I can't say anything about the anime specifically because I'm yet to see it. I mean, what would you say?
Yeah, I think the last time I talked about Oshinoko was in the top 20 of 2023 episode. And at that time, I had just finished watching the series. And, like, while I didn't expect the pacing to be, like... So basically, like, the first episode, it's really dramatic. It's really... like high intensity, and then the pacing kind of just slows down a lot after that, and so it was a little bit misleading, but it was also, like, I guess it was a really good series anyway, despite the fact that it's a slow burn. At least it's not something like Spy Family where the plot just stalls forever and ever.
Yeah, but with comedy like that, should there really be a dynamic plot? I mean, me personally, I enjoy more plot-driven stories, but in Spy Family, the character interactions themselves really make up the anime/manga, in my opinion. Although I have stopped reading the manga some time ago.
Yeah, sorry, didn't mean to get distracted about Spy Family, but yes, the show itself is... it's excellent. I think it's probably one of the best shows of 2023. So yeah, I would highly recommend it. Well, of course, there's also Chainsaw Man, but yeah, Oshinoko is also, like, it's one of the best shows of the year.
Okay, that was it for this month's episode of Japan Top 10's Artist of the Month on Queen Bee.
Yes, in less than 2 weeks from now, Miyabi and Luisa will bring you the biggest Japanese hits for the month of February. Until then, thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. This was Kusei.
And I'm Brinton.
Hey, nice rest of your day.
Well, thanks a lot, everyone, and see you then.
Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.